Mysterious Details, Judges 19, 5 through 10.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
On the fourth day, they got up early in the morning, and he arose to depart. The young lady's father said to his son-in-law, "Strengthen your heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward you shall go your way." So they sat down, ate, and drank, both of them together. Then the young lady's father said to the man, "Please be pleased to stay all night, and let your heart be merry." The man rose up to depart, but his father-in-law urged him, and he stayed there again. He arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart. And the young lady's father said, "Please strengthen your heart and stay until the day declines." And they both ate. When the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the young lady's father, said to him, "Behold, now the day draws toward evening. Please stay all night. Behold, the day is ending. Stay here that your heart may be merry, and tomorrow go on your way early, that you may go home." But the man wouldn't stay that night, but he rose up and departed, and toward Jebus, also called Jerusalem. With him were a couple of saddled donkeys. His concubine also was with him. One thing that really stands out in this passage is the fact that none of the people in this record are named. The places they come from and the places they were going to were named, but not the people. This is very different from other parts of Judges. In this particular passage, we read that the Levite made several attempts to leave, but was apparently tricked into staying longer. I don't know what this means for sure. I do know that God doesn't waste pages in the Bible on things that aren't important. It is evident that the people living in Israel at that time were widely different in their morality, especially in these parts. Perhaps his father was moral and wanted this Levite near him because he reminded him of God. Perhaps he could sense that there was danger that this Levite didn't recognize. One thing this delay did do was to set up the conditions for what would happen next. Rather than starting out their journey early, they got off to a very late start, and that was to have serious consequences. Just like there are many details in the Bible, there are many details in life, and all of them have significance to God. In fact, God tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Perhaps it was because of mercy that God chose not to name the people here. This story is probably the most horrible of all the stories of sin and wickedness in Israel so far. The people had gone so far away from the details of God's word that life had become very dangerous in this part of Israel, as we will see.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.